This is All Things Considered on NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Young New Hampshire filmmakers will have their moment in the spotlight this weekend. The New Hampshire High School Short Film Festival selects and showcases films created by some of the state's youngest artists. For more on this, we turn to Matt Newton, director of the New Hampshire Division of Film and Digital Media, which organizes the festival. Matt, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
So these films will be shown at Red River Theaters in Concord starting on Saturday. There are 24 of them, but you've pulled these from a larger pool of submissions from students all over the state. How big was that pool?
Well, every year we seem to get a pool of about 60 or 70 films. We got 66 this year, and we pulled together a selection committee that reviewed every one of them and took a whole day watching all these films from, I would say, about 16 or 17 different high schools and career and technical centers from around the state. And we whittled that down to an hour and 48 program, and 24 films will be showcased.
Right, because you want to keep this under 2 hours.
Yeah, we like to package it, and we take this on the road as well. So it's nice to have a nice two-hour package that we can have screened at other independent cinemas.
So we should say it'll start in Concord this weekend, but there'll be other opportunities elsewhere in the state
there
to see these films.
Throughout the summer and in the fall.
Okay. And so when students went out to sort of make these films, a lot of the ones that I saw had snow in them, so it seems like they were working on them over the winter. What were the parameters? They had to keep them very short, but were there other guidelines that they had to follow?
Well, we've always followed a 7-minute time limit. They can be as short as they'd like, but there's a 7-minute time limit, including credits. And sometimes the students have to really edit their films down or make very, very speedy credits at the end of their films. Otherwise, it's free game. This festival is about allowing students to have a voice, and they can talk about any types of topics they'd like to show on the screen, any genres, any directors they'd like to emulate. We see it all. Some of these projects are produced individually. A lot of them are produced as part of class projects in various schools. And you mentioned the snow. A lot of those happen in the spring, the early spring semester of the school year. So we see a lot of snow projects and group projects. There are individual projects, but a lot of the school projects, they break up into teams of three or four.
Yeah. What do you think the students learn from this experience?
Well, I'm hoping that they learn the basics of cinematic storytelling, that film itself is a language, and we see a lot of these projects come out of video programs in English classes. So it's another way to use language and the psychological effects that film can have. So we're hoping that students get a basic grasp at using cameras, using actors, using locations, but being able to tell a story with a beginning and middle and end to it.
Students of this age are sort of growing up with technology all around them, especially visual digital media. Your phones have cameras, they have videos. Is this generation sort of uniquely suited for making films?
It's a blessing and a curse, I think. We're coming through a YouTube generation right now where as they learn how to use the various technology in this, we have to kind of break the mold a little bit. They're used to telling stories that are like 30 seconds, a minute, maybe a couple, minutes, and just posting them right on YouTube. What we're trying to do is get them to think about production value, think about how you use a camera and how you edit a piece adds to your story or how it detracts from a story, rather than just posting something funny on a social media site. So while they have greater access to technology and it's easier for them to pick up their iPhones or what have you and make a movie, it's about reining them in a little bit and being a little bit more structured in what they're trying to say.
What will the winner receive?
Well, it always varies from year to year. Some years we've given out scholarships. Another year we had technology prizes. Basically, we award them with their jury award certificate. And the great thing we've done the last couple years, we made a handcrafted trophy that actually goes to the winning school for that film. So we like to look at this competition as something that is parallel to an athletic competition. You know, you go to high schools all the time, you see their cabinets full of these athletic trophies. Well, this is our focus on the arts and the importance of the arts. And so we created a trophy for the festival that the winning film gets their name and school added to this trophy, and they get to keep it for a year. So it went to Nashua. It's at Bedford right now, and we'll see who it goes to for the next year. But I think the joy of this is we get a chance to package these films, get them on a big screen, and then we end up touring them at various independent cinemas around the state. And the look on their faces when they realize that their film for one night may be in the next room of the biggest blockbuster that summer, and to know that their film is right up there with it, it's a treat for them.
Well, Matt, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you so much.
Matt Newton is director of the New Hampshire Division of Film and Digital Media, which will put on the New Hampshire High School Short Film Festival Saturday, starting at noon, at Red River Theaters in Concord.